We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have the best player. We have the best fans in the whole NBA, in the whole world. Look around. Look around you. Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says. They can say it's disrespectful. They can say it's this. And that. Everybody's within the rules. Everybody's doing their thing. All we are is proud and passionate. We are like a college sports team. The Toronto Raptors are a college sports team. I promise you. I love Toronto. I love this team.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30 plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
All right, that was Drake. I'm Bart, that's Chuck. Some other things we should mention. Let me just do it quick. David Bakhtiari was there, he chugged a beer, and then Aaron Rodgers went to chug a beer, and he couldn't chug a beer that well, and then David Bakhtiari chugged another beer, and later Christian Yelich chugged a beer, and for a while there was a cute girl sitting next to Aaron Rodgers. That was Mallory Edens, and then she was wearing a Pusha T-shirt, who's got the rivalry with Drake. And then Wes Edens, her dad, sat in between them, and it looked like they were maybe an item, but they're not. Aaron Rodgers, so Danica Patrick, and Dr. Dave was not there. So just some things to say. Drake was not there either. That was audio of Drake from Toronto. He was out at Jurassic Park being a hype man, or the ambassador, or the mascot, or whatever the hell they pay him to do.
Yeah, we haven't talked about, LeVert, or what's his name?
Chris LeVert of the Nets?
This guy.
Aubrey Graham, Drake.
Cameo. Whatever. We haven't
Little
mentioned
Romeo.
Him. Thank goodness we haven't talked much about him today.
What worries me is that 5 years from now, when we look back at the series, it's going to be known as the Drake series.
Yeah. It could have been known as the Brook Lopez series, the way he started off. You know, he had the 29 points of game one, and, not much since.
A couple of emails and tweets. Dwayne tweets in, hashtag Bucks Sixers, hashtag Bucks Raptors. History repeats itself, hashtag never forget. Mike says, one word on the game. One team had heart. The other was looking for a transplant. Good grief. Another punch in the gut for Wisconsin sports fans. As the Raptors beat the Bucks 105-99, that means they have the 3-2 lead in the series. And the series goes to Toronto in game six. And I have no reason to believe this, but I do. I think that they're going to win that game. And when I say they, I mean the Milwaukee Bucks, who a lot of you seem to have written off.
I have a strange feeling that the Bucks are going to go out there and play well, play a really strong game, and somehow down the stretch it's going to get snatched away from them.
I think they might do that in game seven.
Oh, that would be really a punch to the gut.
I think you might see Brewers Bucks lose game sevens at home within 7 months.
What are the odds of that, man? Our two sports teams going on the verge of getting to the championship round and losing in a game seven.
At home.
Oh, at home. Oh, yeah. I think the Bucks are going to, I mean, who knows how the game is really going to go, game six, but I could see a scenario where they're hanging in there, they're teasing us. They may even have a lead, and it falls apart down the stretch. And then we're here on Memorial Day, chatting about it 2 days later, and thinking, what the hell went wrong? How did this series slip away in 1 week?
Mark, as soon as we talked about that, he wrote an email, the Wendy's email inbox, and he said, this is a real Mark. True sports fans do not give a rat's ass about who is in the crowd drinking beer. Stick to reporting on the game. Let me just go to the Bucks Twitter account real quick. Just, you know, the Bucks pro basketball team. And I'm going to give you likes. So there's tweets, and I'm going to tell you how many people liked the tweet, okay? Coach Budenholzer's press conference was liked by 211 people. Malcolm Brogdon's press conference was liked by 41 people. Malcolm Brogdon having a double-double. 148 people liked that tweet. Let's see here. Christian Yelich chugging a beer was liked by 12,000 people. People care, yeah. Mark. You yeah. might not.
Yeah, no. People care. I think that drew some headlines nationally when Aaron couldn't finish off his beer and Bakhtiari must have been an animal in college, man. In Colorado, that guy must have been unbelievable.
We could do an hour on the beer chugging techniques of Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, and Christian Yelich, and nobody would turn off the radio, so you know, Mark.
Especially if they would have won last night.
You might turn off your radio, but then you'd go get the app and listen to the podcast, Bart, when it later was, to see what you missed.
When it was 18-4 last night, early on, the route looked like it was on. I was like, boy, I got to think of some storylines to talk about Jarrell on the show, because this turns out to be because I thought they'd win handily last night, too.
Well, when you're up 18-4.
I thought, okay. Well, I know it's the first quarter still, but I still thought, okay, it's amazing how home court just cures a lot of ills. And it looked like it did last night. And then it turned. And then starting the fourth quarter, I did not have a good feeling. It just that great feeling suddenly sunk. And then when Kawhi hit that three from the wing to go from 1-4, 4-point lead for Toronto, I was like, oh, boy, we got a problem again.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Reminder, we'll be here Monday, live show, Memorial Day live. We're talking Bucks on Monday morning. And the other thing I wanted to say was Eric Name, 835 live today. Mason is in Franklin. Mason, thanks for hanging. What's up?
It's Nation again, dude. It's the Chuck hater.
Who? Oh, Nation. It's Nation.
I thought it was Allen. Man.
No, yeah, well he get Nation. His name's Nation. We talked to him as Al yesterday. Okay. All right, yeah. We'll just go as let's call you when you call in. Say Chuck Hader Al.
That works, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what Grandpa's takes were today, man, or what 1985 comparison.
You know, get this guy off the air. I don't want to talk to him. Get him. Get done with him. This piece of garbage is going to come here and talk like that. Go back to your storeroom at Target, and you know. I don't want to hear that guy.
Chuck, he waited on hold for like a half hour.
Good for him. You want to talk to me, you can go meet me at my car in the parking lot afterwards. See how tough of a guy you are then.
Chuck didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
I'm just not in the mood for that bull crap today. I ain't. I'm not in the mood for that stuff. I'm not going to let some millennial come over here, you know, living in the basement of his mom, come in here and just, grandpa. I mean... Yeah, let's see you call Grandpa in my face, big fella. I'm not in the mood for that today.
Now, as I control the board,
yeah,
I like Nation. We talk a lot on Twitter.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hear from him.
But I just want to show you here. I had your back. You wanted him off the air. We got him.
Well,
off the
yeah.
air.
I mean,
normally wouldn't I be like, oh, this is fun, everybody?
No, it'd be stupid to do that because that's. No, we're going to go on. Grandpa? I mean, come on. His 1985 takes. I mean, what a dumbass. What a literal dumbass.
Ryan,
that's what he wants.
Ryan.
Again, you want to show how tough you are. You know, come up to me sometime and say it to my face.
Chuck, if I you're kind of acting snowflakey.
Snowflakey?
Yeah.
No, I'm not being a
beta,
a P, let's just say.
A cat?
No. Yeah. Let's go. Next caller.
Ryan.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Chuck, I'm not that tough, so no worries here, man.
Well, you know, hey, anybody can be tough over Twitter or a phone. And you went back. This piece of garbage wouldn't back it up in person.
Well, let's not make it personal.
Oh, it is.
Hey, man, I'm just
a little snot-nosed little punk. Snot-nosed little punk.
I'm not here to pick any fights. You know, Bart, I got to tell you. I prefer your version of the post game show. So very well done last night. It took all my restraint to not call in and to try to get a clear head and make it my first time calling in this morning.
Oh, look at that!
All right, man, don't be a foreigner to the show.
A lot of these today.
Don't be a foreigner to the show, my friend. More importantly, don't be a. Make me get some respect back for the millennials of the world, but go ahead.
Hey, I'm 33, so I fit in that group, and so are all the sports stars that we all cheer for, but that's besides the point. You know, enough about the fix. That doesn't exist. Enough about the officiating. Enough about the crowd. And seriously, even beyond that, like, Middleton scoring six, it's beyond that. It's beyond Bledsoe disappearing after the first quarter. Like, this is on Giannis, guys. You could hear it in his voice. Oh, yeah, there's no pressure whatsoever. It seems like he's scared, and you can just tell by his free throws. I mean, he's T-Rex farming it. Like, it's short every single time. He's, I just don't think he's up for the moment right now, guys. And I still have hope. Back in 2001, you know, we were down 3-2 against Charlotte, and it took some great plays by our star Ray Ray to, you know, turn that series around. I still think that is a possibility, but, you know, we need 34, the new 34, to do it.
You know, also turned that game around, that series around? Sam Cassell. He had a big game. I think he had 35 in Charlotte in game six. Yeah. And, you know, hey, hate to go down memory road, 2001. Don't know if anybody remembers 2001, but, yeah, they were down 3-2, went to Charlotte, and came back and won game seven. But that was the semifinals, and that was still a semifinals, but still. The Bucks showed some balls coming back in that series.
Well, yeah, they had Baron Davis and Mashburn, and, you know, it seemed like their stars were outdoing our
Baron
stars.
Baron Davis was
and,
good, yeah.
Yeah, no, I do have hope, but it's not going to just happen like it did all regular season. You know, every game that it's been close this postseason that we've lost, it's been like, you know, we just need that run. We just need that run, and it just hasn't been coming, and it's not going to just come. We need to make it happen, and it starts with 34.
It does, because he's the MVP of the league.
Ryan, thanks for the kind words. Thanks for the call. Glad to get you on today.
Good call.
799-1250.
Yeah, this is Giannis's team, and Giannis is trying to be a leader. You know, and when he says that we're not going to fold, we're a good team. You know, he keeps going back to, you know, we've done a lot of things right this year. They have. They've had a great year, and this is the first time all season that their backs are to the wall. They are. The first two series. They weren't. They were down 0-1 against Boston, Bart, but they came back handily in that series. But, you know, this is the first time all season long that now they're up against it. And we'll see how good of a team they really are.
Keith tweets in, says, hey, that guy that got cut off, Al, I know he's a former military guy. Chuck probably shouldn't be asking to meet him in the parking lot.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not afraid of him.
Kevin on the north side, we haven't talked to Kevin in a while. We met him at the toy drive. He's come in studio to hang with us for a little bit. Kevin, good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
For a military guy, he sure sounds like a punk, I'll say that. But go ahead.
Hey, guys, I don't give a damn what nobody say. As you can hear probably by my voice, I've enjoyed all three games that I went down to the Deer District. And it'll be four come Monday.
Do you go to a bar? Or did you hang out in like the outside?
Mecca. A couple times I was just outside, and last night I was at Mecca.
Yeah, I looked out the window a couple of times last night. It looked like a great atmosphere. I mean, it just looked awesome out there.
Man, it was awesome. It was, and I got a picture. I don't know if you guys saw it on my Facebook, but I got a picture of a Raptors super fan as he was being interviewed by. Charles Benson. I got a picture of him and sent it on my Facebook. And I just want to talk about just the game itself. The first couple games, Giannis was doing a good job, you know, kicking out as he was being collapsed. And I just didn't see that, you know, the last few games. It seems like he is getting a little timid, but I'm an optimist. And we will pull out tomorrow. We will pull the game out tomorrow. And we will be hoisting the Eastern Conference trophy come Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that would be sweet. If they could win a game seven in their gym to go to the NBA Finals, and then we could worry about Golden State. But, man, just to have a shot in a game seven would be awesome.
They're due. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they are. They've gone on, I think, in the last three games, what, two legitimate runs? You know, teams go on runs and games. And when? The Bucks went on one, I think, run, a 7-0 run in the second half against Toronto on Tuesday night. And last night, their run was 18-4 to start the game. Never had a run after that.
Kevin, good to chat again. 799-1250. Eric Name joining us in about 15 minutes. Todd sends an email, says, guys, how you doing? Drake P's sitting down every time. Super soft. Can't stand him. Sitting down to pee is not a... I do it a lot. Sometimes I don't want to stand. Sometimes I'm tired. Better aim.
What?
This guy says, when people say, yeah, oh, you, I mean, pee you, sitting down, you, that's not an insult.
You sit down to go take a leak?
Yeah, middle of the night.
Really?
If I'm tired, sit down, look at my phone, pee, sit there.
I've never heard that before.
Well, I can stand on 2 feet and pee. I
lean against the wall.
I like to sit down and catch up on some Twitter or read or something. No. Kind of relax.
Well, I mean, how long are you taking a leak?
Well, I take a 10-second leak and I sit there for a while. The bathroom's a nice escape from, you know, the rest of the world around you. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Oh, and then it hits Brogdon's leg. It's Toronto ball.
It did. It went off Siakam, then off Brogdon, out of bounds. It will be Toronto ball.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. Is that, obviously, the Toronto call.
TV the Canada?
Bucks, sure. The radio Sportsnet? I got no idea.
Yeah. I just call them TV Canada.
Canuck Daily?
Yeah.
Chuck the Canuck. You'll be Chuck the Canuck again tomorrow.
Yeah, leave it tomorrow. And then heading... It's going to be a whirlwind trip, man. Be a happy flight back after they win.
You're going to be in Toronto for what, 24 hours?
Less than 24 hours. It is. I'm getting in tomorrow about 4 o'clock. I mean, getting flights to Toronto was tough. Well, see,
do you have to take a connector again?
Well, here's the deal. Well, yeah, there's no direct flights unless you want to pay $3,000 for a flight. Here, little insight here. You know, if you leave on a Friday of Memorial Day weekend,
oh yeah, and travel, you have the holiday,
so much more expensive, Bart. But if you live a Saturday, it's cheaper. But then most of the flights tomorrow leave in the mid-morning, and they get there at 9 o'clock at night. And it's like, that's not going to do me any good. So I had to take a flight that left at noon and got there at 4:45 local time. The game starts at 8:30 tomorrow night local time. So I should be good.
Remember, too, Canadians do not celebrate Memorial Day.
No, I know.
It's an American holiday.
Yeah, so it's any other weekend for them. Their Memorial Day weekend, it was last Monday when it was Victoria Day.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll talk to Eric Name of The Athletic in about 10 minutes. Trahell, North Side, what's up, T?
Hey, T, good to hear from you.
What's going on, man?
Oh, this sounds like a sad Trahell call.
Go ahead.
I got a lot to say. Going to be brutally honest. The Bucks are choking. The whole team and the coaching staff and everything. You know, since Nick Nurse has made the adjustment to play pretty much zone boxing one or 1-2-2-2 against Giannis, it's been very difficult for him. And on top of that, his guys aren't consistently making shots. So it gives them more confidence to heal in and to kick into that defense because they're not paying for it from giving guys pretty good shots, open shots. So that's what's going on. On the flip side, I mean, this is a moment for Giannis right here. This is, we've seen the moment. Do you remember the Miami Heat lost the championship to Dallas Mavericks? The next year, they were in the conference finals against the Boston Celtics. They lost game 5 on the home court. And game 6, LeBron was possessed. He had a, 45-15 game or something? Or was it 50-15 game and 5 assists or something like that? And he propelled the Heat on the road, and they got a chance to go back home, and they end up winning game 7 and also winning the championship against the Thunder that year. He has to. I know it's hard on him, and I understand what's going on. A lot of people think that he's getting exposed and talk about how Kawhi is defending him. Kawhi's not holding him by himself. It's a team concept. They're double-teaming him anytime he gets a little bit past the three-point line, triple-teaming him at times. So the pressure is all on him, and that's where this team has been so good this whole year because all the other guys, when all the attention was on Giannis, they made teams pay. And it's just not happening right now. Toronto's bench is outplaying us the last three games, and that's the reason – the biggest reason why they've won the last three games. And this last thing I would like to say, and I made this the last thing on purpose, because I don't want to make it as an excuse. But NBA, when you go from giving Giannis 22 free throws and 18 free throws, and he's consistently getting 12 to 13 free throws, to him getting seven attempts at the line, that's another thing that's got him frustrated, because he is going in, he's running contact, and he's not getting the whistle all of a sudden. And that's the same calls he was doing against Boston. Boston was complaining because he was getting to the free throw line 18 times or 20 times, and which he should, because he was getting fouled. Same thing is happening this series. It's just the referees are not giving him the calls. And it's not an excuse. That's not the reason or the main reason why he's been struggling or everything. I explained that earlier with the defense that Toronto's playing and the pressure that they're putting on him with multiple defenders. But I think that whistle is causing him. And on top of that, he's not shooting that great from the free throw line. I think he's just frustrated and all in all. But
he's not making a lot of those shots when he could get the and one either. A lot of those have been falling all season.
Not finishing.
And they're not, he's not finishing.
No.
But I would say this, though. After all I said right there, and you can unpack it any way you want to, I still believe in the character of the team, and that's because I believe in the character of their best player. When he says at the end of the night last night, yeah, the team has looked like a deer in the headlights the last few games, but I believe that Giannis doesn't have quit in him. And because I believe that he doesn't have quit in him, I think the Bucks have a puncher's chance to be able to match the energy in Toronto and win a stellar game six and get themselves another opportunity on their home court to get this team to the final.
All right, Lamont, here's the question, Lamont, and this is a question.
This is Terrell.
Or Terrell. Okay, Terrell. Oh, sorry. I thought Lamont was on hold, too. Terrell.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Giannis has got enough game, enough versatility in his game to put a team on his back and win a game six on the road?
I think he does, but this is what I would say to that, Chuck. I don't think it should all have to be on him. I think the Budenholzer has failed this team the last couple games because I think he's sticking to his guns more than adjusting to what Toronto has been doing. I mean, sometimes it's great you won 60 games and your team has been steamrolling people and you got all these statistics to back it up. But right now you're in a playoff series and the team has made an adjustment to neutralize your best player and the guy that's the engine to your offense and everything working. So as a coach, what can I do to make my player get in easier spots in some of his sweet spots where he can score the ball without having to go through all that traffic every time he touches the ball? And that's why I say it's on. The onus is ultimately on Giannis, but I think the coaching and everything else and the players have to hit shots. Everything has to work together for him to be able to shine and,
sure,
and show what he's doing.
See, when people say, and thanks for the call, when people say, Terrell and Bart, when people say that the Bucks are maybe getting exposed, maybe they are so in a little bit in the last three games. In the fact that...
Yeah, triple team the best player. I mean, that's...
And other guys aren't beating you, though.
I don't think that... I wouldn't say the word exposed.
No, but other guy. But Giannis is...
I like what you said earlier. Why does every play Giannis into the paint, kick out? Why don't other guys drive and then Giannis come in? They got to do something different.
Well,
they've done the same thing for the last three games. They've lost the last three.
No, I said that. I like to see Giannis start on the wing or Giannis, you know, work in the post.
Yeah, I like that. I like those ideas.
But here's the deal. When I say they're getting exposed, Giannis is limited in his game. What he does very well is getting to the rack. But, you know, obviously he's not getting to the rack, to the lane, as easier as he did during the regular season. But when he can't, other guys aren't beating you. They're not making him pay. The Bucks had some open looks last night. They're not making him pay. And, you know, if Giannis can't do what he does, bread and butter, and he can't score 45 points in the lane, other guys aren't stepping up. You know, Chris Middleton, 2-9 shooting 6 points. You know, if Giannis is being bottled up in the lane, Middleton's 2-9 at 6 points isn't helping out at all.
Neil is on the north side, and then we'll talk to Eric Name. Neil, what's up?
Neil.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas. I just got a couple of things to say. Just to bounce off my guy Terrell just called. Yeah. I'm blaming it all on Budenholzer. You know, like he said, he's not making the adjustments. The guy who's supposed to be playing in this series is Tony Snell.
Yeah, Neil.
That's
Hey, that's a matchup for Kawhi Leonard. You don't even put Middleton on him.
They played together in high school. Who can stop Kawhi better than the guy who played with him in high school?
What a wasted opportunity. Somebody said that in game one. Nobody said that.
Hey, look, watch this. Kawhi going to get 30 no matter who holds him.
Then why does it depend on who's playing against them?
Right. So now you let Middleton get his legs on offense.
Yeah. That's why you put
Tony Snell in the game so Middleton can just play offense. You don't worry. He got playing fouls. He's gonna get more than 50 shots. He's gonna get assertive on the offensive end. But he can't because he's chasing Kawhi all night.
All right. So if you're gonna play Snell, then you might as well bench Middleton.
No, you don't bench him. No, you bench Mirotić.
Yeah.
That's who you bench between Bledsoe and Mirotić.
Well, Brogdon, no. Bart, before you go there, Brogdon is taking Mirotić's minutes. So that's...
Watch this. That's why you shorten Bledsoe minutes, you shorten Connaughton minutes, and you shorten the minutes, and you shorten Mirotić minutes. That's you find 15 minutes for Snell like that. You got to put Snell on the floor. If you don't put Snell on the floor, we lose. Bottom line, I'm telling you, you got to put
Snell
on
the floor. Okay, both you guys, how many minutes do you want Snell to play tomorrow night?
At least 15 to 25.
Ooh. I'll cap out at 15. 15's good.
All right. So in other words, you guys want less of Bledsoe?
Mirotić.
I want less of Mirotić.
Well, you had 9 minutes of Mirotić last night. You might even get less in game six now.
You go get less.
Four of Sterling. That's 13 right there. Boom.
Yep. Did you go right there? And then watch it. Then you steal some minutes from Connaughton as well. Connaughton playing, but he don't match up well in this series.
How about if your stars start playing better in this series?
Well, you know what? That's the Budenholzer. They're doing the same thing they did in game.
We're down here cheering for Tony Snell, and he's the reason why they're not winning these games, for crying out loud.
I just don't like the strategy of wait until it fixes itself. No, fix the problem. Well,
let's get Middleton out of there.
God damn, Neil.
Middleton's who's very inconsistent.
Where you been all my life?
Let's get Middleton out of there then. Bledsoe. Let's forget about the $70 million they paid him because he's worthless, obviously.
No, and he gonna show up. I mean, he gonna show up next. If we get to the finals, I'm gonna tell you this. If we get to the finals, the Bucks gonna play loose as you've seen them play all year.
But right now, tight.
Yeah. Maybe KJ was right. He said yesterday that I was crushing on Billy and Brown Deer, and I have a different listener that I like every month. I think Neil's taking the cake right now. Still love Billy and Brown Deer. I mean, he cut us off to order a coffee.
Neil. Why don't you throw the Tony Snell? See what names he's got to say.
Oh, I will. It'll be the first thing we ask him.
You know what? You get the first question. First
Coach names.
Yep.
We'll ask him about Tony Snell. Well, let's only talk about Tony Snell. Remember when we had Jason Kidd on?
In the last 2 days, this is the first I've heard you talk. You haven't talked this well about Tony Snell. Guy hasn't played in 2 months, all season, since he signed his contract.
Yeah, because we haven't needed him. Now we need him. I don't see why that's so baffling to you.
Okay.
The first time we had Jason Kidd on, every question we asked him, he would answer with Tony Snell. So is Giannis going to play point guard? Well,
you know why Tony Snell
matches up with Tony Snell.
Snell, the reason why Tony Snell's on this roster is because Kidd signed him that ridiculous contract.
Hey, what did I tell you about when I text Jason Kidd the other night?
Yeah?
I said, Coach, how do you beat the Warriors?
More Tony Snell?
And he said, you have to believe you can beat them first. And I think that, Jason Kidd, that's good advice on how to beat the Raptors. Right. You have to believe you can beat them first. I'll bunce that off Namesy too. Eric Name, The Athletic, next on the
You cannot fold. You got to go out there and give everything you got. If we lose, we lose. Okay, cool. But we're not going fold as a team, and that's not what we do.
That was Giannis responding to a question from Eric Name of The Athletic, who I think I went to bed at 1 o'clock last night, chucking the twos. Eric's latest Athletic article was posted at like 4 a.m. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How you doing, Coach Names?
Hey, Namesy.
Oh, what a morning, fellas! What a morning! I'm just great. I'm great.
There we go, man. This is the postseason. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. Bart, you start off with the first question. I said you can have to go ahead with the first.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, Eric. The last couple of days, I've been asking for some adjustments, and I've been talking about the Bucks bench. And I think that they've been pretty interchangeable. And I think that what the bench is an asset of weapons. And I think you use some weapons in some series against some teams. and some weapons in some series against another team. And I would like to see some Tony Snell in this series. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, I think if anything, it's not necessarily trying another member of the bench. It's cutting members of the bench out. Like, I think if you're really going to give this a go, I think you got to see Chris Middleton play up around 40 minutes, if not more. You got to see Giannis up around 44, 45. I know before the game last night, I had asked Bud, you know, is this the type of night where, you know, you do run Giannis out there a little bit longer? And he talked about how they like to have peak Giannis out there, which means if they play him for longer stretches of time, then they're not going to get peak Giannis as much as they're going to just get, you know, a more regular Giannis. And I mean, I get the understanding, or I get kind of the explanation, but also, 80% Giannis is a whole lot better than 150% Nikola Mirotic.
Let's make that 200.
300 you could go up to. And no matter what, you're not going to find a version of Nikola Mirotic that's better than Giannis. So you can kind of just cut those out and just roll with your stars. So I think if you're talking about adjustments and how the rotation changes, I think that's a lot of it is – I think you got to roll Chris Middleton higher up. You got to roll Giannis up higher, and just kind of roll with your guys. And, you know, if that means cutting the Nikola Mirotic like all the way out and just kind of rolling with Giannis and Chris. And I mean, at this point, I think Brogdon as well. Like, if you're looking at who your three best players in the series are, it's probably those guys. And then same thing with George Hill coming off the bench. He needs to play a bunch of minutes. And I think you got to, if you look at the Raptors, this entire series, they've played eight guys. And the Bucks have still rolled 10 out there. And I understand that's kind of what Bud's thought process has been this whole year. But I think at some point you got to go with the guys that brought you there. And I know that the bench did help bring you there, but also you just got to play your best players. Like, this is the playoffs. Like, this is how it's going to work. Your back's against the wall. You got to play your best players more.
So, no follow-up. Bart, name just kind of shot down your idea of getting Snell. You're all hyped up. Not going to counter that at all?
Man, the tone of your voice is just – I'm almost embarrassed for you how happy you are that Eric said –
no,
he doesn't want to play Tony Snell.
Oh, I'm just, I don't know if you were joking. I honestly don't know if you were joking or serious about playing Snell.
Here's what I want. Eric's absolutely right. Who am I to question Eric's name? These guys should play more. I thought for sure in the playoffs.
So no more Snell?
Hold on. I thought we'd see 40 plus minutes of these guys. And when they go to the bench, I want Tony Snell to be a part of that. I want DJ Wilson to be a part of that.
You mentioned Tony Snell. You wanted 15 minutes of playing time.
These guys aren't working. Nico has no business in this series. He's not working. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to throw Sterling Brown out there for 4 minutes to do nothing, it might as well be Tony Snell. I don't know. The bigger question, Eric, is we're talking about these things because I don't see that Bud has made a lot of adjustments. It seems like the last three games it's been Giannis running into the wall and then dishing it out, and then the guys can't make threes. And if that was a criticism on Bud when he got here, I mean, this is going to – if they lose the series, it's going to be another criticism of him again.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, obviously, it was a criticism at the start of the year, and, you know, when he took the job, that adjustments weren't really being made. And, I mean, I think to his credit, he has made a number of adjustments. Obviously, he threw Brogdon in the starting lineup last night. They were switching a bunch of stuff defensively. So they did make some adjustments, but I do think, you know, looking at what Mirotic has done in this series, like there's not a reason to play him anymore. Like it's just not working out. You tried it. You hope that he could get hot from three in one of these games and it didn't happen. And if he's not hitting threes, he's not doing much for you on the glass. He's not doing much of anything for you defensively. Like it just doesn't make any sense. So, like, and again, I I don't think it's crazy at all to say you'd rather have Sterling Brown or you'd rather have Tony Snell get those minutes or you'd rather have DJ Wilson get those minutes. I just think at some point bench guys don't need minutes. You just roll with your starters. Like that's kind of what we see a lot in the playoffs. And again, I understand that he's adverse to it. He does not love the idea, but at some point you get up universe to it and just accept that that's how NBA playoff basketball works. And I guess to me, the most surprising thing is just, I don't want to say how a little they roll with their guy, but you know, with Giannis, you keep expecting to see him be even more aggressive. And I understand, you know, he's going at the wall every time, but I guess to me, his large advantage is posting up, right? And the Raptors are sending a double team every time he posts up. To me, that seems like an advantage. Giannis is really good against double teams. He's a great passer. Why not post up every time down the floor and tell them, send a double. Do it. Send a double every time. Because you're going to get a one-man advantage. And we just really haven't seen we saw the Bucks take advantage of it at times last night. We saw Brook Lopez get a huge dunk to open the game and force a timeout from the Raptors off of a double team. And then, you know, we saw the Bucks go right back to Giannis trying to attack the wall and go at it. And, you know, I just think there's a little bit more there. Yeah, I think there's some more things to do there for the Bucks.
And I mentioned this about an hour ago, along the same lines. You know, I like to see Antetokounmpo down in the post area a little bit more. But, you know, when they start him off on top of the key with the basketball in his hands, so much more easier to draw the double or triple team. Why not start the ball with somebody else with the ball in their hands? Or either that or start him off on the wing, if not the post, and get him the ball toward the end of the shot clock.
Yeah, I thought there was some sequences last night where he did start with the ball on the left wing, and you saw him really kind of go to work. It's a look that they've liked a lot in other series. I know they did a lot against the Celtics. And, I think there's a lot more to try there. There's a whole lot more to do. The tough part is, you know, this offense has been built around Giannis in shooting. And the Raptors are kind of, I don't want to say conceding those things, but they're going to let Giannis have the ball and then try to attack them. And they're going to send the help to Giannis and they're going to let the Bucks shooters beat them. And, well, the Bucks shooters aren't doing it. If anything, that's a big part of this is, you know, a guy that you've relied on all year, Eric Bledsoe, just can't really make threes. I think he's 4 of 25 now on the series from the 3-point line. And that's huge. If you play that guy a bunch of minutes, I know his minutes went down to 20 in game four, now 34 last night in game five. And it's just a killer. Like, it is just a killer to do that. So I think you've seen their best lineup be Hill, Brogdon, Lopez, Middleton, Antetokounmpo, because those guys actually are threats with the ball at the 3-point line, and they actually make it difficult. And I think you should see Giannis maybe be the screener a little bit more often in pick and rolls. I think you should see him have the ball a little bit more in pick and rolls. You should be able to try to get some switches from the Raptors and get him attacking different guys or get him posting up different guys. I do think there's probably a level of creativity that the Bucks could go a little bit further into.
I like the idea of shortening the bench and more minutes for these guys, Antetokounmpo and Middleton. All right, somebody's going to argue, well, Middleton's been inconsistent in this series. Why more minutes? I think, you know, I'd like to see him have more minutes because I want to go down with these guys playing mega minutes in this game coming up on. I don't want these guys coming off the floor in game six, man. I'm old school in that way. I want Antetokounmpo and Middleton to be playing most heavy minutes in this game. Now, the other side of the coin is this team gassed? Are some of these guys gassed at this point? Are they tired?
I don't think so. I think they've managed those guys' minutes all year long, and I mean, I think there's something to be said for obviously changing from playing 33 minutes in a night to playing 43 minutes in a night. That's pretty drastic. But you they've all been saving their legs for this. And I know we talked with Bud during the Celtics series the night after he had played, I think, Middleton 39 minutes and Giannis just short of 40. And, you know, he said, like, well, I don't know what it is about Chris, but he can just kind of handle that minutes load. He can just handle playing a lot. And when he gets into the playoffs, that's totally fine. And obviously, I think you can kind of see Giannis as a cyborg. Like, he sprains his ankle with 1:12 left and walks it off for 40 seconds and then is back in the game to end it. He's just that. He's that kind of player. So I don't know if being tired is a big thing. And I guess regarding Middleton too, like I think obviously you're seeing in this series some of his limitations. He doesn't really get to the rack, and he's obviously going to have to try to create separation off the dribble for a jump shot. But I will say, like, he had 10 assists last night. Like, that's pretty significant. And I think it's kind of surprising to see a team double him as hard as they have. Every time he touches in the post, he's getting doubled. They're sending help to him all the time. And I think he's done a really nice job playing out of it. He's found a number of assists in the pick and roll. He's been good. I mean, 10 assists to 2 turnovers last night is nothing to, you know, kind of sneeze at. Like, that's a significant thing to do. And the Raptors are making it tough on him, but yeah, I think in the end you got to roll with those guys. Like, those are your two all-stars, roll with them, and then, you know, ramp Malcolm Brogdon up a little bit more, and, you know, just kind of roll with those guys. Those are your three best players, play them a little bit more.
Last thing for you, and don't need a terribly long answer. I text Jason Kidd over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I because I was looking ahead, I said, "Coach, how do you beat the Warriors?" And he said, "Who is this?" And then he said, "My contacts changed." And then he said, "You have to believe you can beat them first." Do the Bucks believe they can go into Toronto and beat the Raptors in Game 6?
Yes.
Do you believe they can?
Yes.
Chuck, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about 60 games, man. They're a good team.
Does Tony Snell believe they can?
Did they...
Yes.
Do they become a bad team in the last week, in the last 5 days all of a sudden?
Yeah, kind of.
So you think they're not...
No.
So your narrative...
Listen to me. I opened the show and said there's a game Saturday, they're going to win.
Your narrative that you don't see a team, you've said it many times, once a day, I think, that you don't see a team beating Milwaukee 4 times in 7 games. You still believe that?
My narrative also was, if there's one team that can do it, it's Toronto. Go back and listen to any tape in October.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
All right, Eric, we got to fight again. Right. We'll talk to you later.
No, we're not fighting. We're not fighting the Tony Snell.
Appreciate
argument, that's
it.
For sure.
We'll go back to bed.
Hey, Namesy's got a great idea. Thanks, Eric.
All right, see you guys.
Namesy's got. You know what? How about this? More minutes for starters. I like that.
Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community.
More starter minutes.
Since 1935. I'm good with that.
Love it. More starter minutes, man. Hey, this is a game 6.
Yeah, if they don't win, they're not playing again, so who cares?
No, let's get Giannis and Middleton major minutes out there. Let's roll with these guys. I'm not saying like Ray Meyer used to do with DePaul and play 5 guys the whole game, but still. You know, let's shorten up that bench a little bit. And yeah, if Mirotić, I'd be surprised if Mirotić plays. Because he's obviously been useless in the series. And I love Nico, but man, he's been terrible. And I just got a feeling Bud is going to bury him.
What's the old Czech expression about as useless as a screen door on a submarine?
Yeah. What was the player we were talking about?
Naftali Feliz.
Naftali Feliz.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Game 6 is Saturday. It's still happening. Are the Bucks coming home on Monday night?
But is Game 7 happening?
Yeah, good question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.